And we're glad you are as you dial in to some high school wrestling talk tonight on AM 930 WEOL and, of course, on our mobile app and online at WEOL.com. Terrific turnout here at Quirks and Stubbies from the Lorain County Wrestling Coaches. We thank them very much. Their season just getting started. We know their schedules are very busy. So a huge thank you to the coaches who have made their way here to Quirks and Stubbies. Of course, Dave Hansen and everybody here at Quirks and Stubbies, they're taking great care of the coaches here tonight. So that's a cool thing. And, of course, a great big thank you to our sponsors here tonight for the very first annual Wrestling Coaches Preview Show, Ohio Family Realty, and the Cobos Insurance Center. We're moving right along. Boy, we're going through coaches. And, again, that's a good thing because that means a lot of coaches have come out to Quirks and Stubbies tonight to talk about their respective wrestling programs. Up next, the head wrestling coach over at Avon, Mark Porter. Boy, is Sean Bennett's notes correct here? 13 years as the head coach.
They are not correct.
Or two sets, right?
Actually, yeah, two sets. No, they are correct. They are correct. I think it's, matter of fact, you probably know more than I do. I'm in the fog of war here. I think I've been there 19 years, and out of those 19 years, it's been 13 years as the head coach, and then I was an unpaid volunteer assistant my first year. Then I handed off the program for a while. Then,
sounds like our jobs.
Yeah, exactly. Then they're like, no, you got to go back and do this again. So I'm like, okay, here I go again. So, yeah, so it's been off and on, but 13 years as head coach and 19 years total.
So what still fuels you, man? That's a heck of a career. What still drives you?
Well, it's the sport. You know, it's like this is an old school sport for a new age. Sometimes I was talking to the team today about this. It's like I'm shocked that we're still allowed to do this to a certain extent. You know, I mean, to have kids out there that are old blue collar kids that just, you know, it's delayed gratification. You know, it's like, you know, you can play your video game. You can do so much things that, you know, look at your phone and it gives you instant gratification. But wrestling is one of those things that is not like that. You got to be tough to get through a season. And you have to sometimes really work hard before you get that first good feeling.
Wow, that's a great statement, Sean.
We were talking about the teams, the West Shore Conference moving into the SWC. Avon won the final 2 years of the West Shore Conference, the last two titles, but now moving into the SWC, what are you kind of excited about as far as that goes? And, you'd like to probably be the first to do it with the new guys and the last to win the West Shore.
That'd be neat. That'd make a nice T-shirt somehow. we're excited because, you know, there's a lot of parity. You know, it's good matchups, you know. And so we have, like, our old rivals coming over to the new conference. And obviously, I have Olmsted Falls and Amherst. We know those guys because they're at our sectionals and districts, things of that nature. So the thing about that new conference is that you're going to have a competitive duel or try every week. And, you know, you didn't get that in the old conference every week. But this conference, you're going to really have to go in every week and be ready.
Like all sports, momentum's a big deal in wrestling as well as anything else. Last year, you guys kind of started strong. We were just talking about the Knights of Columbus tournament. Avon, out of 14 classes, had 7 individual championships and kind of blew away everybody for the team title. How much are you looking forward to kind of getting back to that tournament and kind of defending your title there?
Well, I'm looking forward to it from that tournament in particular is like a measuring stick type thing because, you know, you go into these beginning weeks and you think you know what you have, but you really aren't 100%. You don't know exactly what you have. I mean, I have an idea of what we have, but that tournament in particular is a measuring stick tournament. And on that respect, that's what I'm excited about. And, yeah, we're excited to try to defend that team tournament title, but that is like sets the table. It kind of says, okay, what are our goals at this point as a team?
Last few years, it seems like every time I go out to dinner at like the district or sectionals, I happen to pick the same restaurant as Avon.
Yes.
And every year, Adam Kresh kind of weighs me down and says he wants his name in the paper. So
yes.
We haven't talked about wrestlers yet. Let's kind of talk about Adam and some of these other guys.
Well, somehow he's found his way into this conversation. That's Adam for you. He finds his way into a lot of things, okay? And Adam is a great kid. He's a funny kid. He's a senior this year. The last of the Kreshes, actually. There's been three, and he's the last one. So I've actually coached a Kresh for like 10 years of my 13 there. So, you know, I don't know if I deserve a reward for that or not. But they're a great family, great kids. Adam was a district qualifier last year, and he won 2 matches at a very tough district. And so he's coming for his senior year, and he's been wrestling all year long, amped up for this. You know, he loves wrestling. You know, he's what I would like to call like that mat rat type, you know, that just he's always in the room, always working on something. And so, you know, He's just a good kid that way.
I was just going to say, and some other guys that you'd like to talk about?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we have actually from that tough district, we have Jack Gothier, who's another senior leader coming in. He actually got in as an alternate, and, you know, that was one of those things where he was very competitive, and he lost a heartbreaker sectionals, and that goes to show you there's a lesson to be learned there. Stay on weight, because you never know as an alternate if you can get in. He did get in. And I think he won a match there at the district, so he's coming back as well. And then Tate Zeman, Zane's younger brother, he was one of those ones that was trying to fit into the lineup. He was actually not even a starter for us, but he got into the lineup later in the year, and then he lost his spot, gained his spot, and he actually had to wrestle at 113. He was actually 106. He was our JV 106, as a matter of fact. But we got him in at 113, and he won two matches there. And the light bulb kind of went off during that run. You know, I think that really set the table for this upcoming season.
Again, we're talking with Mark Porter. He's the head wrestling coach over at Avon High School. And Mark, last night we had our girls basketball preview show, much like we're doing tonight. And we were talking to Megan Larrick, and we were talking about the Avon football team playing tomorrow night. And the Avon girls basketball team had a great season last year. Sean mentioned that you won the final West Shore Conference, and Megan talked about a winning attitude that has literally just developed throughout the community now at Avon, that there really isn't a student-athlete that participates in any sport that says, man, we're not going to win this thing. And she gave a lot of credit to Eric Frombach, the athletic director, for kind of setting that tone, and Mike Elder and everybody else. But just talk about that, to walk into that school where basically everybody thinks, we're going to win no matter what we're doing.
Well, there's a lot to be said about Eric Frombach. He's definitely the best boss I've ever had, you know. And it trickles down from him. You know, he has high expectations for his coaches. You know, and I think that type of attitude trickles down. And the kids, you know, are good kids from good families, hardworking community, and you know, and so those types of common denominators like trickle and permeate through all the sports.
Right. So obviously it comes into the wrestling, but is there a different mentality as far as a winning edge from a wrestler's perspective than, say, a football player or a basketball player? I mean, you have to have that winning mindset, but is it a different mindset because it's such an individual type of sport?
It is. It is a different mindset. You know, every sport has their own little quirks about them, but with wrestling, it is a lifestyle type mindset. You have to live the Spartan kind of life. You know, you have to watch what you eat. You have to train in a specific way. And it is a year-long process for the most part.
So before we let you go, just some expectations, be it with individual wrestlers or for the Avon team overall, as you get into this season.
Well, the expectations really is to be competitive every week. You know, the thing is with wrestling is you kind of have two things going on at the same time. You have team goals, and you have individual goals. So you meet with your individual, say, what is your goal? And that thing is about setting goals is that there's an art to it. You got to set a goal that's worth, you know, achieving, and not everybody's goal is going to be the same. And so with that being said, there are a few kids who have a realistic goal of getting to the state tournament. So that's from an individual standpoint. Well, we want to send kids to Columbus, and we have some real shots this year, and those kids know who they are. And from a team standpoint, we want to win the SWC. We want to be competitive in the SWC and, you know, be competitive in every tournament we wrestle in. We want to win the KFC tournament, those types of things. So from a team standpoint, that's where we're at as well.
Good stuff. Hey, we appreciate you stopping out. Again, hey, I know you guys are busy this time of year,
us.
So
this
we really
fantastic.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Mark Porter, wrestling coach over at Avon, as he joins us here at the head table. And again, high expectations. But it was interesting, Sean, before we take the break, to hear from Megan talk about that last night, that it just permeates the school, this winning attitude now at Avon. And where it all started, I don't know. But, man, there's not a program over there now where they don't expect to win. And that's such a positive mindset.
Yeah, and it probably is more recognizable within the hallways there at Avon and things like that. You don't really think about that until you think, oh, yeah, Avon football team, pretty good. Avon wrestling, 1-2 back-to-back conference title. And then you start to put it together. But, yeah, they must walk around with their chins a little higher than a lot of high school athletes.
And I would imagine that also creates internal competition in a good way. Hey, we're not going to be the team that's going to take a step backwards. we're going to be the team that's going to step up, and I'm going to push you, and you're going to push me. I mean, that's what makes it successful.
Kind of like that sibling rivalry, you know. Right. You don't want to be the kid that lets the family down.
Yep, no doubt. All right, again, a whole bunch of coaches here. We'll sneak in a quick timeout. We're going to talk more wrestling as we thank all the coaches for coming out. Who's up next? We'll find out after this. It's our high school wrestling preview. We're live at Corks and Stubbies at Five Corners here in Amherst. Tim Elkhorn, Sean Bennett, glad to be bringing you this program courtesy of Ohio Family Realty and the Cobos Insurance Center on WEOL and online at WEOL.com.